Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Spartan Up podcast. I think everybody wishes that they could just be in the best mental state that they've ever experienced all the time.
I don't.
No?
I'm already there.
Well, for most of us, I think I'm more human than Joe, I think, and Sephra and Johnny.
There are days when I'm not where I want to be mentally, and I wish I'd get there quickly. And
not me.
Right.
No, there are definitely days you're not there.
I think in this episode, you actually talk about some of your struggles, Joe.
I do. We all have them. And I really want to dive into this idea of neural pathways and understanding like a dopamine pathway.
Right. Yeah, that's what we do. It's the Spartan way. We're finding out how these people have tapped into the Spartan mindset and help you to do that as well.
On our mental expedition, I'm a canoeologist extraordinaire, Sephra Alexandra, with Flow State Joe, neural hacker extraordinaire, Joe D.I., and hypnotherapist, Mecca Canadian Johnny Wade with Mad Motion Marion and the wonderful Andrea, as always. And stick with us after the interview because we'll talk about ways that we can integrate these principles into our own neural pathways.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid, recovery for your active lifestyle.
Each ice cold can of FitAid contains key ingredients like BCAAs, glutamine, turmeric, omega-3s, and more.
Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid. Visit forthefitaid.com and sign up to win an amazing grand prize package from FitAid and Spartan. Monthly Spartan prize packs and more. FitAid, recovery for your active lifestyle.
We are here for Spartan Up Podcast. We are at West Point, and we're doing a whole series of podcasts here, which is pretty awesome being here, right?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I had no idea where I was for a moment.
I don't even know where I am. I never know where I am. I'm with Louisa Nicola from Australia, yes. So she's got an awesome accent, and she's probably a little crazy. And the name of your company is Neuro Athletics.
So I was a triathlete myself. I raced for Australia, both nationally, internationally, wow. Went to the Worlds. At the time, my parents were funding my bike and all of my equipment, and they were like, you know, you have to go to university and study. And, you know, long behold, I came out with a Master's of Mathematics.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
So, and recently there was a New York Times article that talked about a favor you can do for your daughter is teaching her math.
Correct.
And I was so happy the article came out because I've been driving my wife crazy and saying the kids have to do math every single day, 7 days a week.
Yes, I agree completely. And not just for the mathematical part of it, but because, you know, I was a high school teacher by trade, and, you know, the kids would ask me, Miss, when would I need to use this in real life? And I'd always answer by saying that mathematics isn't, it's not just about what you're learning. It creates new neural networks, pathways in your brain that can pave the way to a myriad of different things. So
is there a time like learning languages where, like, should we do a lot of math at a very young age, or how does that work?
Look, my motto for mathematics is repetition is king. That's what I teach everything. With maths, it's all about no matter how many times you know, no matter how much you know it, if you keep repeating it, it'll get stuck in your brain. And it's
that.
Not like English, you know, you can't, you know, work around maths. It's like, boom, there it is.
Yeah, it's very truthful.
It's very truthful.
We lived in Japan for a year. And we went to Kumon.
Oh, nice.
And we went to where Kumon, the original Kumon. And there were hundreds of young kids just doing repetition of addition, subtraction, division. And you could see that's why, like, when you go to Cornell University or Harvard, there's a lot of Asian kids, right? Because they're doing a lot of math.
100%. That's how they brought up. Because I taught at a school that had 99% students from Asia, and they were all, as soon as they finished school, they were just at home, just doing that. And they produced the best results.
But do you lose some of the creativity? Because the argument is that, hey, in America, maybe we're not as good at math, but it's a pretty creative culture.
Well, yeah, I think so. But I always find that the best sports people, and call me biased, the best sports people are really great academically. I don't know where the correlation is there, but maybe they coincide neurologically. But
I heard there was a study done University of Wisconsin years ago where they were trying to get kids better at math. And so they took two groups. One group did twice as much math and less PE. Mm. One group did twice as much PE and less math. The group that did more PE and less math performed better at math. So there must, I mean, it makes sense, right? The brain lives inside the body. You've got to do all kinds of work to develop this whole thing.
100%.
So tell me about NeuroAthletics.
Yeah, so NeuroAthletics, it started in 2015. It's a full-service athlete mental performance agency. So what we do is we get the athletes to perform better, think faster, and live longer. So our main concern...
Who wouldn't want that? Nobody... Everybody wants
that. Everybody wants that. But when we focus on athletes, here's the thing. We don't look at it from a body perspective. We're not going to get you in the gym and get you to do squats. We're focused cognitively, 100% on the brain.
Right.
So we use things like neurofeedback. We do nutrition because we know that brain inflammation, nutrition is very effective for the brain. So we do all different types of things, but we relate it all to what's in your head rather than the body.
So let's say I signed up for the program right now, and I'm a mess.
Yes.
What are you going to do
for
me?
Are you an athlete?
I'm somewhat of an athlete. I mean, I'm not going to win anything. I'm not very fast.
That's fine.
But I don't quit.
I love that.
Right?
That's, so you've got perseverance.
I got perseverance. I'll go for a month.
Fantastic. So the first thing we do is my team and I, we generally take 4 hours to do an entire performance test. So we do a neuroperformance test. So we test your brain waves, we test you neurologically, we do biomechanics.
With equipment.
With an electroencephalogram, EEG.
Nice.
So we find out how well you focus under pressure. We find out what your focus endurance is. I love that because especially for men, their endurance isn't as high.
Sure.
So we get that, we get a baseline measurement and then we work from there. So maybe in 6 weeks we can redo that test and we can say, look, at the start you were at 3 out of 10, now you're at a 6 out of 10.
So we get a baseline. And then what are you going to do for me that's going to, or your customer?
What's in your program?
Yeah.
So that's dependent on your results, but we'll put you on a nutrition program. So we'll get blood work as well to find out what we go that detailed.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's how we go into it. We do different brain exercises. We do brain body exercises. We use balls. We do peripheral vision exercises.
I love it.
Yeah.
And are you getting some of the big athletes that are coming your way?
We are. We've got a lot of world title holders currently. Heavy in the boxing space. That was just by chance. I'm a triathlete. Oh, well, I was. I love soccer. Soccer's my favorite sport to watch. But for some reason, we've got boxers. We've got NFL players.
So, how did you get into this? Like, how'd that happen?
So, being a triathlete, before going to Beijing, I got hit by a car 3 weeks prior. So, smashed my body, smashed my legs, and it was very devastating to me. I met a man in...
Game over.
Right. Lost everything. And so, it was like, you know what it takes to train at that level. 40 hours a week, you put your heart and soul into it, and then it gets taken away from you. So... the doctor said, I'll never run again. They said, you will barely walk. And that really frustrated me. And I met a man in Colorado, and his name was Bobby McGee. He's a running coach for Usain Bolt. And he introduced me to the whole mindset brain phenomenon. This was back in 2011. And I became obsessed because
I
used it on myself. I requalified and I made it to the Worlds within 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
from not being able to run.
From not being able to even,
go back to those doctors that told you that?
I want to go back to the physio.
Think about it, right? Because if the doctor says that to you, that layers on a whole other level.
Exactly. It's not just the actual biomechanics. It's what he said.
What he said.
You can't. And
I was in a bad car accident. I went out the window and my leg was ripped out of my hip. And I went to the doctor and they told me the same thing, not running anymore, not walking anymore. And thank God, and this is important for people to listen out there, but thank God I didn't accept that answer. I didn't want to take that answer, right? And so I said, I'll go to another doctor. And so I went to another doctor and the other doctor said, sorry, you're not going to be able to run or walk. So I went to another doctor. Mm. And I just kept going to doctors until I got to a doctor that said, hey, you know what? I think you could work through this.
So but you found somebody that said that.
I found somebody that said what I wanted to hear. Now, that could be dangerous, too.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people. Most people, I think, would listen to the doctor.
No, they give up. They hear what the doctor says. It's like when you're diagnosed with something. A big one is when you're diagnosed with depression.
Yeah.
You know, here's depression. Go and take these pills. Go. And then that's where
And that's game over.
That's game over now for them.
Yeah. And so how do you fight? I mean, it's easy for us at Spartan to say just... push through. Mm. But is there something that people could take at home that maybe aren't going to join NeuroAthletics that they could do on the couch to, like, give us a little trick?
Yeah, here's my thing. I always believe in the prevention model rather than the Band-Aid model. Instead of going and feeling sad and then working on something or seeing someone, do something every single day. So what are these things? Right. We talk about mindfulness, but what is it? I always tell people for the first 20 minutes of every morning, get into a habit of meditating. Okay, just sitting on your couch. Don't look at your phone. Don't look at anything else. Sit down, even if you take 10 minutes out of your day to meditate. Follow that by visualization, and that's visualizing your end goal. I would say you'd get on the track of being more happier, more powerful every single day.
And here's my goal for today.
Here's my goal. You've got to visualize it, but really pinpoint it in your brain.
Yeah. I met with a lot of Olympians, but this one particular one we did a podcast with, Nate Carr. I'll give you his name. You got to look him up. He's awesome because he would actually go through the visualization of writing down the negative thoughts on a piece of paper, physically write it, and then throw them away in his mind in a fire, and so just get rid of the negative thoughts. And he went to the Olympics and he crushed it.
See?
So yeah. So let's take a break. Why don't you and I? We'll do some brain exercise. Why don't we meditate?
Yeah. Oh, I brought two balls.
Yeah.
We can do whatever you want. Well, yeah, whatever's easiest for you.
Why don't we do? We'll do burpees, meditate, and then whatever you want to do with the balls.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Burpees.
Hey, Spartans, what's up? Anne LaRue here, interrupting your podcast to bring you habit number 4 of our 31 healthiest habits of the healthiest Spartans. Okay, so today we're going to talk about adding in the good. So often when people are trying to eat healthier, a lot of what they do is cutting out the foods that they feel like they shouldn't be eating. But the biggest mistake is when people don't add in all of the foods that they should have. Because if we do too much to take out, if you're trying to lose weight, yeah, you probably will. But you're going to end up feeling bored and restricted. The true habit towards healthy eating and making it lifelong is to never feel bored, never feel restricted. How do we do that? We add in the good. So that's habit number 4. Start by adding in the good. What do we automatically know is good? Veggies and fruits. So let's talk about a few ways that we can do that. Having scrambled eggs in the morning, we can add some veggies in there. Let's add in some salsa. Keep it simple. Salsa is made up of tomatoes, onions, a little bit of pepper, perhaps jalapeno. You just added veggies in your day. Want to add a fruit? Add some chunks of avocado, which, yes, avocado is a fruit. So there you go. You just added fruit and vegetables to your breakfast. Running out and having a smoothie? You have fruit in there already. Why not add a veggie by throwing in a handful of spinach? The more that we can add in, the less we feel deprived, and the further we can keep our healthy habits going. That's habit number 4. Let's get back to the podcast. If you'd like a full downloadable of all 31 habits, head on over to life.spartan.com/habits.
And we're going to take a little time out and do a sponsor break for FitAid.
You know what, Tim? The great thing about this drink, it's all natural. There's no artificial coloring. There's no chemicals in it. Every single thing in it is natural. Actually, I want to read the list because I could never memorize this.
Yeah, right.
But it has glutamine, glucosamine, turmeric, BCAAs, omega-3s, CoQ10, full B-complex. They say it's perfect for after the race.
Tell your
gym
brain
hiking.
Chain amino acids.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You do know more than me about these things. I feel like I'm cheated. You know more about the Bosox. You know more about the...
Well, I'm a little older.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But I take my focus drink as well.
Yeah.
FitAid also has a focus drink as well as a recovery drink. We give them out at the finish line.
Yep.
But if you're not at the finish line, you should go to forthefitaid.com. Forthefitaid.com. And we'll see you there. Let's get back to the interview.
Sounds good.
Those burpees were tough.
Yeah, they were very tough. You look like you recovered well.
I recovered well, and the ball exercises are pretty tough, too.
Yes, they were mentally.
You do those every day?
Every day. Neurologically, it does get draining. It feels like you've had a massive workout, but your body's not sore.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like at work sometimes where you haven't physically done anything, but you're exhausted. Mm. It's the same thing. Your brain is working, right?
Yeah.
So, So tell us about how math applied to the brain.
Yeah. So interesting concept. We had to, obviously, when you write your thesis, you have to choose a topic. And I wanted to go into the algorithms behind human performance. Now, when you look at anybody who's in the peak performance or flow state, you've heard of that.
Let me stop you there. When you thought of this, were you thinking better food, more working out, or were you thinking, no, there's something connected to the brain?
I was thinking about neurons and how they fire against each other along the axon. What's the rate at which they fire? Let's get into the math behind that, because I think maths is everything in the world.
Okay.
Because
that was your background.
Yeah, that's my background. Okay. So I got into that, and then I went around into different hotbeds around the world. You know, found a lot of talent and interviewed them. But what we found was that when you're producing the best results, you're in the flow state. Okay.
Sure.
Now, what happens when you're in the flow state neurologically? Your brain waves are all alpha brain waves. That is the flow state. Now, I want to draw something to you. Do you have a whiteboard?
It's funny enough, I always carry around a whiteboard.
I love that.
Now, so here you go.
For anybody out there, just to understand this, okay?
Yeah.
If we want to be in, you know, some
people
say...
You want me to hold it and then you could write, or you write, or maybe you write backwards well, I don't know.
You can hold it, yeah.
All right.
So when we want to be in the alpha brainwave state, how do we do that? Okay?
This way. There we go. Yeah. Got it. All right. I'm not in an alpha state right now.
So the best way to understand the alpha brainwave state, and this is when we produce the best results with minimal effort.
Okay?
Michael Jordan is notorious for getting into it. Pianists are notorious for getting themselves into it. Let's think of it like this. Just imagine you've got three brains. Okay? Now, what are they? Well, let's say three minds.
Yeah.
You've got the positive mind. Okay, now what's that? That's all the positive thoughts you're having. You've got the negative mind, and, you know, a lot of people do live in that area. Then you've got the no mind. Now, the no mind, which is here in the middle, when you're in the no mind, that is when you can go into the alpha brainwave state or the flow state. So the way I like to show my athletes is the only way to get into the no mind is when you're in the positive mind, and then it seeps over into the no mind. You can't go from negative to no mind. You go from positive to no mind. So if we want to be in that brainwave, if we want to produce the best results, if we want to achieve peak performance, if we want to achieve that high performance that everybody is after, we have to practice getting into the no mind. We can do that by being positive and by sitting in silence or meditating.
So you could train your mind to avoid the negatives.
100%. Of course you can.
Yeah.
That's a really big thing. We can train it in many different ways.
And you do that... typically, you get the best performance training not while exercising. In other words, training the mind, not while physically running.
No, you could do it whilst you're physically running. But I think what we need to be aware of is the fact that you can't just switch it on and off whenever you like.
Okay.
You do have to train. It does take time to get there.
But for me, when I think about it, I go into a flow state once my monkey brain is exhausted.
Yes, exactly.
Right? But I guess because I'm pretty positive all the time.
But that's you. And that's why you are who you are and where you are in life. But there are a lot of people who do experience a pattern of negative thoughts on a daily basis. And some people it's not that they can't control, it's that they don't know how to control, you know, stop the negative thoughts from occurring.
And you've seen positive results by practicing this technique.
Yeah. Or negative thought stopping, for example. That's like when you have a negative thought, use an auditory or visual cue or something to get your mind out of it.
I like
that.
So
you think a negative thought, so you're on the field.
Yeah.
You can get rid of that.
Yeah. All right. So we all have the three minds. And we gotta eliminate the negative completely.
Yes.
But it's always gonna seep in.
But how do you control it? Like I just said, you've got negative thought stopping.
All right. What other, you'll show us, I guess, some tricks. Should we meditate right now? What do you want to do?
We can meditate, but I'd love to show you a focus, endurance, and a reaction kind of drill that we do.
So that's an interesting point, this focus, endurance thing. So,
yes. So
aren't they synonymous? Like, in other words, if you're good at endurance, if you're going for long periods of time, aren't you automatically focused?
No, because that's physical endurance. That's cardiovascular endurance. So it means you can run, and that's what a lot of triathletes have. But what are you focusing on the entire time? And I know for me, when I was doing that, it was very hard to just keep focusing eye on the prize, because you think about, oh, my hip's hurting, my hip's hurting, my hip's hurting, my hip's hurting. Oh, my gosh.
That's a negative thought.
Yeah.
Right.
So how do you increase focus endurance? And it's not just for athletes. Everyone needs to increase their focus.
Sure. My mother used to meditate back in the 70s, I remember, for days.
What?
Days. Fasting and meditating and sitting in the room. And so I guess you're right. If you could, like, that would be the hardest thing for me to do ever, would be to sit still.
Really?
That's impossible for me. Not impossible. It would be very hard.
Yeah.
But if you can become good at that,
yes,
then you can. Then it'd be easy to do.
If you can become good at that, everything else will become good.
Right.
You'll become good at everything else.
Let's practice. What are we going to do?
So why don't we do, first of all, we'll do a focus endurance test that I made up, and we'll have a go.
Have you ever tested anybody else?
Yes, we test all our athletes.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What are we doing? I'm probably going to fail this test. I'm letting the audience know in advance.
So basically this test is, I'm going to give you a photo. Okay,
yep.
I'm going to get you to look at the photo. I'm going to get you to visualize it. Then I'm going to time you. Okay, you're going to close your eyes.
Yep.
You're going to keep your hands here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not right now. And every time I want you to have that photo in your head. Every time it leaves your head, I want you to tap your right leg.
Got it.
Okay, we're only going to go for a minute.
All right.
Okay.
1 minute.
Now this is the photo, and this is the photo I'll give everyone because everyone knows it.
Got it.
Okay, Mickey Mouse. It's a Mickey Mouse photo. You know what it looks like. It's yellow.
And you're listening or watching. Yeah, think of Mickey Mouse and test yourself.
Yes. So you visualize it. Here's. Okay.
I got him.
All right. Now I'm going to open up my clock.
So even if I think of Minnie for a minute,
anything else,
anything but Mickey,
you're going to go like this with your right leg. Okay. And I'm going to time you. Ready? Close your eyes. Okay. Go.
We gotta start over.
Oh no!
I was so impressed. I was like, wow.
The reason we gotta start over. The reason we gotta start over is because I kept repeating Mickey in my head and I don't know if that's allowed. Like, should I only be thinking of the image? Because I just kept saying Mickey, 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 Mickey. Is that
you've gotta only think of the image.
Only the image, all right, so I failed.
I'm gonna count that as Let's reset. Okay, ready.
I'm only seeing the image.
Only seeing the image, ready. No, no hands. Yep. Okay, go.
I don't know. I'm doing
guys,
it.
Guys, this is a perfect example of where focus endurance is not.
Because I'm like, there's no way. My mind is saying, there's no way. I'm like, I don't know. I need help.
Yeah.
I need help.
You're going to practice that.
I'm going to tell you something. I have massive ADD, but it's a gift because if let's say Marion was to give me bad news. Oh my God, the camera broke. Within 4 seconds, I'm like, what was I just upset about?
So you can,
I'm just always on to the next thing and just always happy for that reason.
I like that.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
But there you go. There's a perfect example of how to increase your... and we do, like, obviously we do other tests which are more science-based, but that's just a nice light one people can do at home.
Yeah.
How's your reaction time?
Probably not good. Let's test that. What are we doing? Be careful. You're plugged
just
in.
Just for a sec. We've got two balls, okay? Yeah. We're going to test your reaction time.
Yeah.
Now, what I want you to do, and this also tests periphery, I'm just going to get you to just pass me the ball. You're going to catch it with whatever hand, okay? And we're going to get started. Really easy. Can you catch overhand?
I don't have great eyesight, so.
This is peripheral vision. Great. Now, can we do this left hand? Good. All right, we're getting there. Overhand, left hand?
You said left hand after it was already over. I mean, come on.
All right, right hand. All right, let's reset. Okay.
Right.
Now I'm going to say right and left. You have to catch it with whatever I say.
Yep.
Left. Right. Left, left, right. Good. Now can you stand on one foot? Good. Left. Good. So what I'm going to do now is you can go back down. I'm going to give you a mathematical equation. Okay. It's just very easy. I'm just going to say 1 + 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the answer equals 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to figure out what the answer. If it equals 2, you're going to catch it with your right hand.
Okay.
If the answer equals 5, you're going to catch it with your left hand.
Left is 5, right is 2.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 4 - 1.
That quick enough.
What was it meant to be?
It was 3. I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
So, tell me again. Left is what number?
Left is 5, right is 2.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
4 + 1. You got to tell me what it is. 4 + 1 = 5.
5, yeah.
Right, so you got the right one.
That was pure luck.
Okay. 1 × 1.
1.
Good.
All right, but I definitely need help doing this.
But do you see how we're doing?
Yeah, I got to get a machine that does this in the house, and I just keep doing it.
Good.
Yeah.
Remind me again. Five?
5-2.
5-2.
Yeah, well, you're giving me the math, and I'm like, I don't have time to, yeah. There's a lot of reaction time.
So we're going for 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
4-2.
That was a layup, I think.
Okay, so we're going to test another reaction time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have to catch the balls.
Before they hit the ground or after?
No, before they hit the ground.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to catch them overhand.
Oof.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Okay, let's try underhand to start with. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. All right.
So this is the thing. You can get harder and harder.
So a lot of athletes are doing this?
Yeah. Okay, we've even got ones where they have to run to the balls and catch them. Okay?
I love this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about benefits and what that means and stuff. You want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Of what?
Of what we just did.
Okay, cool. How do you feel?
Tired,
good.
You wipe me out.
So what this can do is they're especially great for reaction time. Now, when do we need to be able to react appropriately?
I think all the time, right?
All the time. Yeah. Even when we're driving, for example, there's things coming at you, especially in New York City. There's bikes, there's people. So we need to be able to react straight away. Now, the fastest recording time ever in the history of the world for reaction time is 0.3 of a second.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sitting at 0.4 at the moment, and I'm trying to beat that record.
Nice.
But now, this is the thing. Where can an athlete learn to do this? Or why would this be benefit of an athlete? Well, you think of a boxer. They need to be able to react.
Right.
Now, you think of the differences.
What athlete has the fastest reaction time?
A soccer player.
Mm,
okay. Now, that's the difference between Cristiano Ronaldo and a average soccer player. Because you see, when they're in the game, they get the ball and they don't know how to. It's not about getting the ball and then kicking it. It's about getting it and kicking it in the most appropriate way to the most appropriate player.
Sure.
But how do we do that? Because you've got to be able to look everywhere. So this is the start.
Yeah.
This is the start of training, reaction, periphery, focus, endurance.
So my kids now from now. Matter of fact, somebody
and
gave
it's so
me,
inexpensive.
Yeah, somebody gave me one of these that has rounded edges, and when you drop it, it goes all different directions.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's another good one.
That's very annoying.
Yeah, that's annoying. But I'm going to start playing these with the kids.
Oh, you can do. There's so many different things. There's challenges going on right now on Instagram where you sit on a medicine ball and you just throw it. So I'm actually going to put it out on Instagram, I think, tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Not me. I failed.
I'll tag you in it.
At the end of the day, Spartan Up Podcast is meant to help people perform at a higher level, to help them achieve goals.
Great.
And a lot of the stuff we talk about is persistence and resiliency and grit, staying focused on the prize. But we never really talk about this, which is the science of the brain.
Great.
And I think what you're saying is, look, Joe, all that stuff is great, but if you don't have it wired correctly up here and like on, you're not going to perform at the level you're meant to perform at.
No, you're not. And I think this is my thing. You need to understand your brain. You need to understand your mind. Now, the brain's main job is to help us survive. That's all it does. So when it's when it feels like it's under attack, it shuts everything down. It shuts down your endocrine system. Your immunity goes down because it only thinks about how to get blood pumping around your body.
Right.
So when you train your brain and you train your mind, you're able to react better to things emotionally.
Could be a car cutting in front of you while you're driving.
Yeah, when you're angry.
Right.
Your brain goes through a different process than when it's happy. So even when, the loss of somebody close to you, what happens to you? How do you, because there's so many things that's going to come in your way as an athlete.
Yep.
You know, you could lose your job. Something could happen. Marriages fail, friends go, things like that. And nowadays we're getting a bit weak mentally. You know, we take things so much like, prehistorically, the brain was like, okay, we're going under attack.
But then you had a physical response. A lion showed up.
Yeah, a lion shot, exactly.
Right? And we could run from it.
Correct.
Now,
and now
stuff
we're
happens,
seeing,
there's
yeah.
like, you got your computer in front
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, you don't get a like on Instagram and our body reacts the exact same way as a lion chasing us. So how do we prepare? That's why we do all of this stuff.
Sure.
Now, if there's one thing that you can remember, it is your brain works well when it has a focus point. So if you can put your end goal on the head of a pin, I always say the head of a pin. So when it's so clear and concise, your brain will get you there. there won't be any obstacles. But that's the problem. People come into play with obstacles because they don't actually know what they want. It's too broad. It's like, I want to do Spartan Race.
Yeah.
But what do you want? Like, why? And how's it going to make you feel? And what time
and
do you want?
Which one? And what date?
Where?
What, right.
Yeah. You've got to be that precise. Now, you may, you know, some of your audience may say, well, why do I need to do that? You don't need to, but if you want to perform at the higher level, this
which
is
I would think anybody
it.
Listening to our podcast or watching our podcast is looking to get ahead.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is a tip.
Yeah.
That I think a lot of us have not paid attention to.
Mm.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping that we can shed
some
light.
Yeah, I think we need to do more of this. And meditating's been like somewhat of a negative word, right? I mean,
because of the way it's got this voodoo thing, but you know, all it is just you just quieten your mind.
Focus on the head of a pen.
Focus on the head of put
I mean,
your
I'm seeing Mickey Mouse's head on the head of a pen.
Yeah. And then if you can structure your day, that's another big one. If you can structure your day, that's a really big thing that I
explain that.
So productivity, okay? If you want to be achieving a lot and you want to have high performance, you need to be working faster and harder than anybody else. But how do we do that and not, you know, be mentally drained? You need to set your day out accordingly. Sleep is a big one. You need to be getting between 7 to 8 hours.
Many of us know this already, but like there are times of the day where different tasks should be performed. Like early morning, I'm most creative. Maybe you're not. Like that's where I could tackle some big things and get creative, and then it changes throughout the day.
Yeah.
But planning your day, you're basically saying, and putting things in buckets when throughout the day, you're going to perform the best.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And last but not least, hydration.
I noticed you're carrying around a big bottle of water.
Massively.
Yeah.
And it's alkaline as well.
I've been dehydrated a couple of times, and it's not good, so I'm with you.
Yeah. Great.
You're awesome.
You are too. Thanks.
You know what I loved about that? Through, like with my hypnotherapy practice, my coaching, a big part I'm trying to do is to show people how to generate the mood, the energy, the focus that they want, you know, just to start your day and really get there. I loved learning how to do it even quicker. You know, there's still you want to do it yourself, but the idea that there's a method and a technology out there to help you, and you and I were talking off camera about where you've done that, about how you've actually been there and applied this stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of great takeaways from the episode, you know, the 20 seconds in the morning of meditation or 20 minutes just to kind of get your day on the right foot. I think that's a huge piece of just starting the day right. Yeah. But yeah, this stuff works. I mean, you and I were talking, I do neurofeedback 3 to 4 days a week, which is basically they strap you up and they put the electrodes on your head and they get you into an alpha state.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
you know, it's funny. It was when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, I thought none of that stuff is cool, right? We're going to talk about the brain and the mind and meditating. It was all like wonky. But the reality is,
I love how you look over at me and say the word wonky.
It was all like, what's wonky?
It was all like wonky, like separate. But I my thought now is, if you want to be the best at your game, you want to be the best boxer, right? You want to be the best downhill skier. You want to be the best trader on a trading desk in finance or whoever. The best mom. We work all our other muscles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you work? Why wouldn't you work the brain?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny. I think back to, you know, when maybe 15 years ago, the idea of the muscle stimulation, the electric stuff that you put on, so you're working under strain, under load.
Right.
Why wouldn't you do that up there, right?
I just use jellyfish.
No, absolutely. And I think that, you know, we all wish we had more time. Like how many times, if you're a coach, many times do you hear, oh, I don't have time this week. I don't have time today. Mm-hmm. Well, how about getting your brain into a place where you're using the time you have and that you are at work more efficiently and getting a lot more done?
Well, I think 20 years ago, your reference back there, we didn't even define the term flow. I mean, that was Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, right, who talked about the flow state. And it's become a big part. We talk about Michael Jordan, who plays basketball. He's in flow. They've become experts at tapping into that, at finding that. And, you know, here's a way that you do it quickly, but sometimes you got to do it yourself. And I work with people and I say, you want to get to there. You know what it is. You already know what it is. Visualize yourself there. Anchor something. You know, rubbing your hands are getting warm, so that next time you do that, it's going to bring that up.
How would they know what it is? Like,
the easiest way to get there.
You know how you know what it is?
Yeah.
I just want. It's funny because people will say, "I don't even know what it means to be happy." I say, "Then how do you know you're not happy now?" And they say, "Well, because I'm not." I go, "Well, what do you mean you're not?" They go, "Well, I'm not. I'm not. I don't have energy. I'm not bouncing. I don't smile. I'm not. Like, I'm not." Oh, so that's what you want. So you just defined it, right? So whatever it is that you don't have, you know what it is because you know that you don't have it.
Lack versus larder. That's what it is.
Quickest way to get in a flow state, in my opinion, you guys could beat me up over this, is go out for a long run.
There'll be a moment during that long run where you get into a place. Yeah, you get that runner's high, and it happened on an obstacle course. It'll happen on a mountain, wherever it is, and then you just want to emulate that. Just have that happen over and over and over.
And that's, I mean, in my opinion, that's a meditation too, right? Because a meditation is just reducing the number of things your monkey brain is thinking about. And when you're at a Spartan race and you're climbing under barbed wire,
kill the monkey.
You're killing the monkey.
Right? Cold water. That's what I like, cold water.
What about archery?
I love cold water.
Just letting go of that.
And hot water.
That is absolute total focus. You're not thinking about the mortgage and the argument they had this morning with
right.
your husband.
No, that's right. That's right.
It's like when I slingshot. But you want to know what the thing is? You want to know what the thing is about the neural pathways,
Actually, I
though?
Just want to mention that you did recently qualify for the Olympic slingshot event.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nicaragua. Ometepe is where my slingshot is.
Nickname Pebbles over here.
Wait, no. But when you talk about neural pathways, right, if you look at the Native American tradition of the scouts of the forest, right, they would never take the same path twice because for tracking purposes or just for your impact on the environment. So with your brain, it's the same way. Always do something differently. Always go someplace a little bit differently, because what it does is it fires new neural pathways in your brain, which allows those to not entropy or atrophy or whatever
Atrophy.
Right? Yeah. So you just want to always be doing new things.
I completely agree with you that you always want to do new things to keep yourself fresh, to keep your brain firing. But there is something to be said for firing that same pathway again and again and again.
If it's a healthy, beneficial pathway.
It becomes automatic. So even the idea of going for the biofeedback and getting this on a regular basis, it makes it easier for you later on your own, because your brain knows where you're going.
It's like your commute to work. If anybody has a commute to work, they're probably listening to this on their commute.
Global.
When you've done the commute 450 days in a row, you're doing all sorts of other stuff. And if you get to your office, you don't even remember the drive in.
Sure.
And so that's when you're switching things from the conscious mind to the subconscious mind. Yep. And so there's benefits to both. You want those additional pathways. But one other thing I wanted to bring up, Johnny, with you is in the slingshot, the bow and arrow, is this idea of beginner's luck. Yep. So a beginner's luck is that's kind of flow state. I'm not getting all conscious over it. It's just boom. And a lot of times those are dead on, but don't ask them to do it again.
Yeah, because now you're thinking, oh my God, what did I do? How do I replicate that? And you're
that's
right.
That happens to me all the time. But with that said,
we're going to wrap up.
We're going to wrap up again.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid. Recovery for your active lifestyle.
Each ice-cold can of FitAid contains key ingredients like BCAAs, glutamine, turmeric, omega-3s, and more.
Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid. Visit forthefitaid.com and sign up to win an amazing grand prize package from FitAid and Spartan. Monthly Spartan prize packs and more. FitAid, recovery for your active lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to Spartan Up. If you like our show, spread the word. Then subscribe wherever you watch or listen so you don't miss an episode. We'll be back here every Tuesday with Joe and the team, sharing interviews with high achievers. Then stay on track with quick hits of motivation and advice. Wednesdays, Spartan Mind with Dr. Laura Pence. Thursdays, Spartan Way with Zach Evanesh. Sundays, Spartan Health with Dr. Nada Milosevic. And if you're looking for even more, we've got tons of articles at spartan.life.com. See you next week.